there are people out there using AI to do marketing. People call it vibe marketing and are absolutely crushing it. And I think more people could be doing it. They just don't know how. They don't understand what are the different workflows. They don't understand which tools do I need to use. They don't understand where to start. And to be frank, it's really overwhelming. Not to mention, there's a bunch of people out there who are gatekeeping the workflows, gatekeeping the tools. And I went out there to go and find, is there a definitive guide on vibe marketing? I couldn't find it. That wasn't paywalled. So I'm just putting it out there for everyone to listen and watch. By the end of this episode, you'll have a great understanding of which tools you need to care about in vibe marketing land, how to actually get customers to whatever it is your vibe coding you're putting out there. I'm just going to give you all the prompts. I'm going to give you the sauce. I'm going to help you understand exactly how to get set up. I think it's going to shift your perspective around building a startup in today's age. So without further ado, today's episode, your guide to a vibe marketing, how to get your first customers with AI. Vibe marketing is the new marketing. And what is vibe marketing? It's basically, you know, you know, if you listen to the Startup Ideas podcast, you know about Bolt and Replit and Lovable, all these vibe coding tools. It's basically this overlap between the vibe coding tools and the AI agent workflow tools, like Gumloop and Manus and N8N. But the most important thing to note, if you're listening to this, like, why should you even care about vibe marketing, is because there's an unfair advantage for people who understand AI and marketing right now. And I'm not sure how long this window lasts. You know, if you were a Facebook marketer in 2008, you had an unfair advantage. If you were in consumer mobile in 2010, when the App Store, you know, basically just came out, you had an unfair advantage. There's an unfair advantage that exists right now in vibe marketing. And there's different levels to vibe marketing. Some of it is really, really technical. In this episode, we'll just talk about a few levels. We won't go super, super deep. Because I want to make sure that beginners understand how to actually create these workflows. So before we begin, we have to do some definitions, and I have to explain how you can get started. So yes, I use ChatGPT. Yes, I use Manus. Yes, I use Grok. But for vibe marketing specifically, Claude is what you need to use. And why do you need to use it is a few reasons. One is Sonnet 4 and Opus are agents, and you need agents to complete tasks for you in vibe marketing. Two, MCPs. You can use MCPs in Claude, and you can't use it in some of the other platforms, as well as artifacts, which are basically just shareable web apps. So, like, you know, let's just get into it. Like, there is a difference. I want to just define, like, what is the difference between workflows and agents, and how does MCPs play a role in that? And, like, what is an MCP? The thing to know, I think MCP, like, just complicates it for people. The thing to know is that a workflow is something like an if this, then that statement. So if this happens, then go and automate this thing. That's not what we're trying to do with vibe marketing. What we're trying to do with vibe marketing is we have goals in mind. So for example, I want a business health dashboard emailed to me weekly. And we want an agent, which is basically like this digital employee, go and access tools and data to go and deliver that results. So if you're going to go and create a business health dashboard emailed to you weekly, you're going to need the agent maybe access Google Drive. You might need it to access an Airtable. You might need it to access, just your other data sources to deliver the results. And what the MCP is, you know, I'm dumbing it down, but what an MCP is it allows the agent to access those tools and data. And that's what makes Claude so much more powerful. Once Claude gets access to all the tools and data, then we can go crazy and automate a bunch of stuff. Now, they don't make it easy, I will say, to set up your MCPs within Claude. There's three steps that you need to do in order to do that. You have to download the Claude desktop app. You have to, you know, step two is you want to download the Docker desktop app. And step three, you need to enable and configure apps, you know, within your Claude. You know, looks like that. So that's what you need to do. It's not super simple. It'll take you like 10 minutes to do. I have a whole tutorial on it. You know, I did it with Riley Brown. You can go check it out. I'll link it in the description if you need more information how to set up MCPs in Claude. So once you have that set up, then you can go and have fun and build some crazy workflows. Quick break in the pod to tell you a little bit about Startup Empire. So Startup Empire is my private membership where it's a bunch of people like me, like you, who want to build out their startup ideas. Now they're looking for content to help accelerate that. They're looking for potential co-founders. They're looking for tutorials from people like me to come in and tell them, how do you do email marketing? How do you build an audience? How do you go viral on Twitter? All these different things. That's exactly what Startup Empire is. And it's for people who want to start a startup but are looking for ideas, or it's for people who have a startup but just they're not seeing the traction that they need. So you can check out the link to startupempire.co in the description. These are some of the tools that I use to build Vibe marketing workflows. I'm not going to get into every one of them over here. The point is that there's a bunch of tools. Find what works for you and just get your hands dirty. Let's go through all of the, some of the ones that I use the most. And let's just go through some of these workflows because you're going to learn about, you know, how to think like a Vibe marketer through this. So I am sure that you have seen these AI videos that are basically like Minecraft videos with like a Reddit post, and it's 11 Labs, which is the AI audio that actually speaks to it. Now, some people call this AI slop, and I understand that, but some of them are super valuable. Like this one, you know, it got 320,000 likes, so people obviously like it. And how powerful would it be if you owned a bunch of accounts that had like 150, 200,000 followers that you can go and then send traffic to whatever it is you're working on? If you're working on a SaaS app, if you're working on a consumer mobile app, it's super, super helpful. But how do you actually go and, you know, create a workflow that automatically creates these this short form content on tap? So that's what we were kind of exploring. The way to do it is you have an Airtable trigger, and it gets, you know, Reddit posts. It analyzes those Reddit posts to see, you know, is it the right topic? Is it the right fit? Is it the right subreddit? It prepares the article for content generation, and then it generates the images and videos. It could use something like VO3 or Runway ML to actually go and create that. Now, VO3 has audio and video, so which is, you know, really helpful. You stitch it all together, and then you post it to social media. So that's what the workflow looks like. If it's more helpful, you can see it over here. You know, you're scraping interesting posts on Reddit, you're storing those Reddit posts in Airtable, you're doing qualitative analysis to see if it's relevant, you're preparing it for content generation, you're creating 2 60-second videos with Runway ML or VO3, you're stitching it together with CreatoMate, and you're posting it on social. Don't forget, by the way, look at the terms and conditions to see, you know, if this, you know, doesn't break terms and conditions. But this is an interesting concept, right? How do you scrape social media like Reddit to go and create short form video content using VO3 and Runway ML to ultimately create a network of like essentially meme social accounts, and then use that to actually generate thousands of mobile app downloads, for example, on whatever it is you're building. This The second workflow is something that my business partner, Jordan Mix, he created. And we have this issue on the podcast, honestly, that it's hard to find guests and reach out to them. We're often on X and browsing X, and we'll see an interesting people. Someone's interesting, but our dream was basically click one button. We call it the one-click CRM, and have an AI agent, you know, scan the internet, store information about that person, and send a weekly summary to our team. So what do I mean by that? I mean, like, I'll find someone interesting on X. I just want to press a button that basically says, like, is this person legit? Like, I don't want to actually go and do the research. They seem legit from their last tweet that they did, but go and do the research and store it in an Airtable and, you know, even prepare a personalized outreach message to that person so I don't actually have to go and do that. And I can just press one button if I want to reach out based on that research. So it's basically like having an AI researcher in our pocket. The way it works is through something called the Gumloop browser extension. So you just press a button. I'm on like the X page. Let's say I find the Boring Marketer, at Boring Marketer on X, really interesting. I'll literally press the Gumloop extension. It scrapes what it sees on the screen. It analyzes the content. It extracts the data around who that person is. It crafts the outreach message. And it sends a weekly summary to my team. So this is what it looks like from a workflow perspective. And a lot of people who are listening to this might be like, that's cute. Like, you could, you know, good for you. You can just reach out to more guests now. But like, it's way more than just guests, right? Like, you can use this for sales. So maybe you find a potential client who is really, you know, maybe it's on LinkedIn or X, and you just want to press a button and just be like, is this the right, you know, do they fit my ICP? You know, could you craft a personalized email to them, right? So you just, it's really cool because it allows you to press one button, adds it to your CRM, and then you as the human can decide if you actually want to reach out to them. And then you press one button and it could send that email. So cool. That also could be used for recruiting, right? Let's say you're hiring a product designer. You're on X and you're browsing X. You see some really good designer that you think, but you want to actually see like, oh, you know, have they worked long for other companies? Are they fresh out of school? You know, depending on what you want, you can actually just press a button, add them to your CRM, and then it'll craft that outreach message, and you can just press a button if you want to actually go and reach out to them. So this can be used for sales, recruiting, partnerships. I use it for booking podcast guests, but this is what the workflow looks like. The question for you is, you know, what would be really interesting for you? You know, what from a research and outreach perspective, this is how you can use Gumloop. And by the way, I'm not saying you need to use Gumloop. You know, maybe use Lindy.ai. Use whatever works for you. You know, the important thing is asking yourself the hard question around, you know, what is something that you can automate from a research and outreach perspective? Okay, cool. So I find this one really cool. Vappy.ai. I don't know how many of you have heard of it, but basically it allows you to create voice AI agents. So why create voice AI agents is because you want to sell 24/7 and you can use voice to sell and you can set up a 1-800 number. So for example, for us, you know, we've been building this startup called ideabrowser.com, which is the number one software to spot trends and startup ideas worth building. But we're like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we reached out to our email list and to some of them and sent them a 1-800 number and said, hey, do you want to, you know, you have to incentivize them to call you. So you have to say like, you know, do you want a potential discount? Do you want to give away, you know, an extra idea here, for example? Do you want to just say, you want to say, hey, we're collecting feedback, give us a call, and there's a, there might be a gift for you at the end. So, you know, reaching out to, you know, for us, you know, what we wanted was, is basically to create this voice AI agent that's a salesperson, but is also collecting research. Like, what do people like about the product? What do people don't like? So that we can make a better experience for people. That was the goal. You know, it wasn't just about selling. So here's the sauce. You're an agent on the phone with an interested prospect for Idea Browser. Idea Browser is the number one place to spot and identify startup ideas worth building. Really important to add your ideal customer here. So add the different customer types. So like for us, it might be entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial minded people. You want to add context around what your product does. So features, pricing, testimonials. And what really worked for us is start the prompt with, I'm an AI, please don't hang up, I'm valuable. Why that's so important is because a lot of people have negative feelings towards AI. They much rather talk to human beings, especially normal people. So as soon as you say something like that, it actually like kind of humanizes it becomes a lot more enjoyable for the person on the other end. So we use Lindy. You can see our workflow here. Once a call completes with our voice agent, it actually sends us a transcript and summary. And this is kind of, this is the insights I was talking about. So the two main goals of the voice AI agent, number one, to sell. Number two, to give us a transcript and summary so we can learn and make the product better. This is fun to play with. It integrates with Twilio. You know, again, you're going to want to add your data and custom prompts. But pretty cool that you can sell in your sleep using voice AI. If you want to take a step up from voice AI, you can actually create an AI persona. Like this is my AI persona. And this is me having a Google, it looks like a Google Meet. I'm having a conversation with myself. And it's crazy that you can create that with something called Tavis, tavis.io. Although you can look at my eyes. I look like a little soulless, but you know that's the thing with the AI personas. They're like 93% there. They're not 100% there, but it's worth playing with. Okay, how I got to learn about Tavis was the Bolt.new creating the world's largest hackathon. I went to the website. I saw this video. Or it was a picture actually of Eric. And I know Eric, I've met him in real life. We've high-fived. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I can have a video chat with Eric. And I had a 5-minute video chat with Eric where he was helping me come up with ideas for the world's largest hackathon. Makes a lot of sense, right? A lot of people might want to join this hackathon, but they don't have an idea. And you need an idea if you're joining a hackathon, or what are you going to build? So that set a light bulb moment in my head that there's so many use cases around how you can actually nurture your potential customer using an AI persona, audio, video, and you're basically having allowing them to have a video chat. Also, in a world where it's founder-led marketing is so important, you know, I'm sure Eric has 25, 30, 50,000 followers. He's tweeting. So people know who he is. And it's pretty novel to have like a voice AI conversation. So I thought this was really cool. I started creating one before this where I thought it would be cool to do a similar thing, but for Idea Browser. So you can essentially embed, you know, my idea was very similar. It's like, hey, people are coming to Idea Browser. .com, but some people might want to like jam with me on startup ideas. And wouldn't it be cool if this actually worked? And by the way, it's surprisingly it surprisingly works if you do like the hack to it is you have to basically create a persona. Let me walk through the steps of how to get the most out of Tavis. One is you upload 1 minute of you. A video of you, 1 minute. Two is you create a persona within Tavis. You'll see the persona tab on the left-hand side. Three is you want to add a system prompt because that adds personality. Otherwise, it's so dry that it's not fun to have a conversation. And people do want to have fun when they're talking with you. Number four is you're going to need to add conversational context. And the more context, the better. You don't want to have a dumb, you know, conversation around ideas if you're trying to, for example, in this use case around for us is like we want the AI version of Greg to know a lot about startup ideas, right? So the more context, the better. And then you just embed it on your website and you're building trust with your website, the visitors 24/7. So this is cool, fun to play around with. Again, I don't think it's 100% there yet, but I think that in the future, you're going to see this, you're going to see more of this. You're just going to see like a tab or just embedded on homepages where you can get, you know, the founder to just like nurture people, not exactly selling. Like, I don't think you'd want to do this for selling, but having a conversation, educating, really, really interesting use case. You might have seen the tutorial I did around string.com. I find string.com interesting because you can just prompt it to create an automation. I had this idea that, well, actually it came from one of you. Some of you were on ideabrowser.com and you were like, hey, it's cool that every day you get a new idea, but you know, I'm commuting and I don't want to read. So could you create like a 2-minute podcast on the idea of the day? So I asked string.com if it can do that. And it can. I basically was like, I asked it, can you do it? And here's the workflow. So step one was I asked String to create the workflow. Step two is I had to connect my 11 Labs API key because it uses that to create the audio. And by the way, you don't have to use 11 Labs. You can use whatever you want. There was a bunch of errors when I did it. I just clicked like fix errors. There was one error that it didn't know how to fix. I just went to ChatGPT and I was like, here's the error, like help me fix it. And it helped me figure it out. Or you can ask String, like, I don't really understand. Help me figure this out. But it's really cool. I created this agent that every day at 9 a.m., it goes onto Idea Browser. It scrapes it, scrapes the idea of the day. It creates a podcast script. It converts the audio to 11 Labs. If I wanted, you can see on the left-hand side, it would even create intro and outro music, generate episode titles and descriptions, automatically upload it to Spotify or Apple. Like, it's pretty insane. And I listened to a few of them, and they're pretty damn good. So this is completely possible. You know, the alpha here is that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people here are create written content, but how do you generate that into audio, right? Getting into people's ears every single day is a huge, huge, huge trust building opportunity. So, you know, using string.com or whatever tool you want to use to go and do that for you, super valuable. And, you know, while I was playing with this, it gave me some more ideas for String. So here's some more sauce for you to get you thinking about, you know, what other ways I can use something like String. So you can write a blog post, you know, automated. You can, you know, write a LinkedIn post, a tweet storm, ask it to do to transform normal photos, enhance it, remove backgrounds, do it Studio Ghibli. So the world's your oyster with something like String. I think that's kind of like the hard part because, you know, how do you figure out what to automate if you can automate everything? So I just included some ideas for you on over here. There's one more automation that most people I think would find really, really valuable here. I was kind of tired of going to Posthog, which is our analytics provider for Idea Browser, and Stripe to see like how we're doing. And I also wanted to keep my team updated with our metrics. So I was just like, hey, could you create I went to String. I was like, could you create a daily health report for my business and send it to my team in Slack? I literally just prompted it. You can see my prompt here. I want you to look at my analytics for my website and Posthog, and I want a detailed report of those analytics, visitors, clicks, how many people signed up to my newsletter. I also want you to check Stripe and see how many people paid that day, what our conversion rate is, and I want those delivered in a daily summary into Slack channel. And it did it in like 10 minutes. Pretty crazy. Pulled up how many visitors, how many customers, how much revenue, and now our whole team is aligned. And that's what the workflow looks like. Easy. Another workflow is going to be around AI ads. So I started using AI ads and I had a bad experience. I was like, these aren't really good. Until I started using this workflow. And the problem was I wasn't using it correctly. So ArcAds is the AI ads platform that I've been using recently. I'll include a link to it in the description. And I created a Gumloop workflow that works to basically create high converting ads on ArcAds. And I'm giving away the sauce. So one is I would input an ads of a competitor or an inspiration. So imagine Athletic Greens, AG1, right? So they spent millions of dollars on ads. I'll just input like their URL. And what it does is it scrapes all their ads from Meta. It analyzes those ads. And we ask it to create those ads, but for our use case. So let's say we're creating ideabrowser.com ads. It would be like, hey, like I like what's going on with these AG1 Athletic Greens ads, but how do you apply that to ideabrowser.com? And then I give a context as to what we do. And then ArcAds literally creates the videos from that. It adds it to a Google Drive, and then it posts to Slack when it's ready. So pretty insane that you can go and take inspiration from ads that are working, that people are spending millions of dollars a year on. You analyze what's working, you apply it to whatever it is you're doing, and then you keep your team updated as to you know, when it's ready. So pretty crazy. And just wanted to share that. The last workflow I wanted to share actually has nothing to do with AI, but to me is still in this world of vibe marketing. Here's how I added 20,000 Instagram followers in 30 days, and I added thousands of emails doing so to my newsletter. And I'm going to show you how I do it. I post a short form video and I ask people to comment some keyword. I'm sure you've seen short form like that. And the reason they're commenting, let's say YT, is because they can get like the longer form content in their inbox. So here's my workflow. You know, I ask them to comment YT. They say, you know, it says, hey there, you know, drop your email so I can send you the tutorial. People drop their email and they also get the video for where I talk more about that. So it's kind of a win-win. I get their email. It makes the post go viral. I actually had one post get 124,000 likes a couple weeks ago on IG. And what it does is it adds it via Zapier to my kit.com. Which is what I use to send email newsletters, personal email newsletters. But what's cool about it is it tags it per video, tags it based on what video. So I'll tag it, you know, if it's coming from this video, which is about like how to grow on YouTube and Patty Galloway, who helped Mr. Beast grow on YouTube and stuff like that. I'll be like, oh, hey, tag it YT YouTube. And then I can send it a specific welcome sequence, like 5 email welcome sequence. And it could be different than if someone came in from an AI tool video because they want different things, or someone who came in from a community video because they want different things. So what's really cool about this is you can create different welcome sequences, 2, 3, 4, 5 emails based on where they come in. So I really like this flow because it, you know, generates you know, the caveat is you need short form that people resonate with. But you know, if you can do that, then this is a really good way to get thousands of emails on autopilot, and then have a welcome sequence that builds trust based on what their outcomes are. There you have it, folks. This has been the guide to vibe marketing. If this has been interesting to you, share it with a friend, get other people's creative juices flowing, and I'll see you next time.